in here in short time this week. You got another thing coming. We got a lot to do. Brent Daugherty, Don Davenport will be here shortly. She thought we were in Mount Juliet. She's making her way here. And there he is, Ron Slade.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in the building.
Best believe I'm in the building. Better be ready. I'm in the
Uh-oh.
So we got a party. I ain't got no rules. Time for the show.
You pressed it.
Oh, you pressed it.
You pressed
I did not
luck.
Press that one.
No whammy.
You know the reason why I can tell you I know I did not? My boss and our boss is sitting directly beside me right now, and he watched me press the right one, and this one's the one that hit. So maybe. Hey, look,
maybe he pressed it.
Maybe this is just the one that was meant to play today.
I think the ghost might have pressed it. But listen, I think we can work something up.
Oh, man.
I think we can work something. We got 3 hours to work
killing
something
me,
up.
Hey, boy, the par slate is killing me right now.
You
I'm
need
telling
to,
you that.
You need to get in a circle with your reps.
I do.
And, like, light a cigar. And sit there and talk it through. Because it's coming.
So, guess what?
That's how it works.
It does work like
it's
that.
It's a cyclical thing. Because yeah. When the par slate hits, it makes up for when they don't
yes,
hit.
Yes, it does, boy. I mean, it blasted. It blasted.
I got some stuff for you.
Okay, well, guess what? We can do that.
Got a little maxion tonight.
Brent, the par Brent. Par door. The door slay or something. We're going to make something work.
The door slay. We're
going to make something work, dog. Speaking of the doors, we're going to blow the doors off the doors come this weekend. So let me go and get that started. I gave you a day yesterday.
I had several segments where I was going to come back with, this is Tennessee Vandy week to you, and it just didn't materialize.
My thing is, I don't want Vandy to think that I ain't giving them no love. So I got all the love right here for you. We're going to blow the doors off.
But this week.
Yeah, that's the love I got for you. It's a love hate on this week.
Oh.
So, yeah. Look, your little anchor that I got in my man cave, you can't get it back.
You have an anchor in your man cave?
Yeah, I took it from the gym 2 years ago when Grant Williams went and dropped, 40, 50 on him? I don't know what it was. So, whatever it was.
Was that the big old alley-oop game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's when Grant Williams shot like 30 free throws.
Yep. And then the other, what was it, last year when we broke the three-point streak? I mean, who knows, Brandon? What will we do? Maybe we'll set another record. Maybe UTL averaged 40 points for a year in football.
They need to score 59 to average 40 points per game, Tennessee.
Strike it up.
First time since 1993.
Strike the band up.
That goes through the Manning years.
Yes.
Let's just talk about how significant that is. And here comes Josh Heupel. He just walks into the living room. He don't know nobody.
No, I don't know nobody.
He don't know anybody.
I'm just here to do
like,
work.
He's got your mom serving rolls. He's got grandma over here.
Yep.
Making up cookies. Like, he's got everybody doing stuff. He didn't know him.
Hey.
He's just going to go in there and set records.
Yes.
That's it.
And have a good time doing it.
And the ball. Let me just tell you, if you don't think the transfer portal is going to be Josh Heupel's friend this year.
I'm getting ready.
Listen, you don't even have to be that good a salesman to bring in from the portal this year. Just here's my offense.
Yep. You see it.
You saw it.
Yep.
Here's last year's offense.
Exactly.
This is only 1 year difference.
Bingo.
Tennessee couldn't score 20 a game last year.
And you let the players do the talking for you. Like, they're raving about this offense, raving about the energy around the program now, defensively and offensively.
Here is Tennessee defensive lineman Caleb Tremblay. And the players are being asked, and they're talking about, obviously, the emotions that go with senior week, right? Mm-hmm. He said it went by way faster than I thought. But, man, the experience has been unbelievable. The fans here are amazing. It's been a blessing.
There you go.
What a difference 1 year makes from what we were hearing from players last year.
Man, what a difference 9 months make. Like, it's crazy. Heupel hasn't even had a full year yet. That's what's amazing, dude. So to hear these guys talking the way they are about the coaches and the program and the direction. Man, listen, time flies when you're having fun. We say it every time when we get off this show. That was a quick show. Reason is, we're having fun doing it. It's not work. They love going in there to go to work. You don't even count the days no more. Just go in there and get your job done.
Speaking of going to work, the Tennessee Titans did not have practice today. They had a walkthrough.
Hmm.
That tells you everything you need to know about what's going on over there in terms of health.
Banged up, beat up.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yes. You're not healthy enough to hold a practice.
We're just trying to get through, Brent. We're trying to limp to the bye week, man, and hopefully we can get these guys back. Because one thing for sure, two things for certain, we ain't going to be able to do it. Just keep going to the practice squad and pull from that well and expect to go get this number one seed in the AFC.
Well, I tell you, they sure pulled Dontrell Hilliard out in somewhere. I don't know where.
Great pull.
Signed into the active roster today.
Great pull. Terrific pull.
Is he related to Dontrell Hilliard?
Or Ike Hilliard. I like Ike Hilliard. I remember, boy.
Quezzy and that group?
Yeah, boy, those were some dogs right there.
Hey, speaking of Florida, they fire their coach and then they get a commitment from a four-star defensive lineman today.
Just need Mullen out of there.
You think that guy was holding back going, hey, man.
I'm just saying.
I'm not going there if that guy's here.
Hey, it had to be something. You don't get them guys to start rolling in. But what was it, the cornerback or the athlete? He did decommit the kid from Georgia.
Yes.
And I think, did he commit to, he might have committed to Georgia after doing that. So that'd
yeah,
be
no, I think that's
Kirby true. Flipped him. Yep.
I mean, I'm not the biggest guy in recruiting.
Yeah, but
I did hear that, but I might have heard it from you. So.
Oh, see, that's good. You can count that. You can
source,
count that.
Sources close to me indicate you might be right, but you might also you be the possible. Source.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm touching you right now, so now you know what it is. There ain't no question about it.
You were touching me. That was kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm supposed to.
Coming up today, Alan Bell at 3:20.
Yep.
Going to go through some of the point spreads.
Man, that's a lot. Thanksgiving.
Rivalry week, man.
And Thanksgiving.
We may or may not talk with Jim White at 3:45. More on that in a little bit. Savagery, Ramon Foster. We are in Ramon. Five. Hey, Don, how are you?
Babsy!
Now it makes sense why Savagery... We'll come. Is it live in person?
Even though I think Savage will come anywhere we ask him to come. Just because he's a team player.
Davenport's there got so go. Much going on in her life.
Like, how do you do that?
Were you all the way in Mount Juliet?
I was like Hermitage.
Did you get to the top of the
that's
mountain?
Cool. That's
no,
pretty close.
I got like Hermitage, yeah.
Pretty close.
And right then now. I was like,
this ain't where I'm supposed to go.
We're not going here.
So then you find Briley Parkway?
Yes.
Okay.
Which you all know my sense of direction is.
I'm not saying
limited.
But I'm just saying. There are two roads in the Middle Tennessee area that could be considered the Autobahn. Go as fast as you can go. 24 toward Clarksville. Fast you want to go. Ain't coming back. Now.
Until there's traffic.
A lot of times it gets jacked up.
Yeah. Right where they're at this. Mama was home.
It even looks like a racetrack. If you think about it, when you're driving on Briley Parkway, it looks like a racetrack.
Yeah.
Now, don't do this at home, kids. I'm just saying. I'm
except
not saying,
when you go
I'm
by Opryland, slow down because police are always right there.
Well, yeah, I mean, have your ways on.
They were not today.
Yeah, thank you for letting Babs get on here safely.
All right, we got a packed show.
Man. We do. Let me continue to work through this because we need to take a break. Ramon Foster. So, Ramon, having played at Tennessee, and you can attest to this too, senior day, emotions that go along with it.
Yep.
It's Tuesday. This week will go by so fast for those guys.
Yep.
So we'll hit on that. Tennessee, Vandy in general, Titans injuries. Again, they're too banged up to even have practice today. This is where we are.
Right.
The Ron Slay Miller Lite Wash Away Toast coming up at 4:45.
Very much needed.
Live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville. Have I said that?
It's okay to say it again.
Yeah.
We want people to come to the correct one.
Yes. So if you come here, if here before 4:45, Babs is here before 4:45.
Made it.
You can get a Miller Lite. They'll just give you a Miller Lite in this really cool aluminum cup that keeps your beer really cold for a really long period of time. And then Ron Slay will wash away that Texans game.
Every bit of it.
Coming up at 5 o'clock, former Titans linebacker Keith Bullock will be here.
The Bully!
Mr. Monday Night is what we like to call him.
Maybe he could play linebacker.
Looking at the Bully, he could.
Or defensive end or whatever we need.
He probably got the instincts of linebacker.
Yep.
Just kicking on there.
We've got two ticket giveaways. So when you come to Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville, see our guy Christian at the front. Actually, he's over by us, but the box is at the front, and the table is too. He's got Miller Lite Titan shirts. He's got koozies, And he's giving away Titans-Jags tickets. So you got to get your name in the box.
Put your name in the box.
That's what I was waiting on.
And then at 5:45, we'll draw a winner. Titans-Jags tickets, get your name in the box. We'll draw a winner at 5:45. Brett Batchelor is here working through Zone TV.
Getting it going.
We'll get it going. We're on Zoom right now, which means Babs needs to do that. Nobody's told her, though, until I just did. Nice shirt. I really like that. It makes me happy.
It's Thank a vibrant you. It's thing. Very pink.
It's yeah. a vibrant. It's vibrant.
Yeah, vibrant. Yeah.
That's the energy. We
vibrant gives off a positive vibe.
Bingo.
I liked the intro song.
Liked it?
Mm-hmm. I was glad it went that way.
Okay, you liked it.
We need it. We need it here.
Let's stay with it then.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. Need you to stay with us because Alan Bell is coming up, and we're going to talk about Titans Patriots, Tampa Indianapolis, Alabama Auburn, Florida State Florida, Vandy, Tennessee, Ohio State, Michigan, Kentucky, Louisville, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. All that's coming up next. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.
It's cold.
Three HL 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doyle, Davenport, and Ron Slay broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville.
I don't know if.
There we go.
Hey, you're back in there the building.
Mayor's in the building.
Listen, I started
I feel like
the show.
We're a hot mess today.
I started the show by saying we will not short time it because it's Thanksgiving week. We're going to give you everything we got.
Well, apparently.
And we're trying.
Kirby didn't listen.
Kirby forgot to give everything he had.
There's a lot going on, man.
Give it all, Kirby.
There's a lot going on. But today we broadcast live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville. Come see us. That might be the best way to take the show in today. 310 Indian Lake Boulevard. Here's the thing. You buy it.
And I'm telling you, the six plus the six.
Is perfect.
Man, I'm talking about, I mean, perfect.
Perfect.
Especially if you just ate breakfast. And then you coming in probably about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours later. Woo!
You add the tater tots to that, too?
Man,
the extra crispy tater tots?
Now usually Don can come in and grab about one or two tots. Not today. Wipe out, baby. Knock them out. Brandon took care of me, man. Made it extra crispy.
Brandon is the man. You come down to Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville and go say hello to Brandon. You'll have a friend for life.
You're guaranteed.
And then you go like 6 weeks without seeing him, and he knows exactly what you order.
He knew exactly what we wanted.
So Slay and I have gotten this thing now where it's like it's 6 lemon pepper and 6 Asian thing.
Yes.
Both of us.
And then Dawn, cute.
And then Dawn at some point gets cauliflower wings. I don't know. But yes. She got boneless last time.
I did, and they were so good.
Except for the Asian thing. You didn't like that.
It was a little spicier.
Which was good for me because then I'd attack.
Then you got that.
Yeah. All right. That's what's going on here. Come by and see us and see Christian when you come in. He's got Titans Miller Lite shirts. He's got koozies. And he's got the box. You need to get Titans-Jags tickets potentially at 5:45 if Christian pulls your name. We good to go? Are we good and up on Zone TV?
I think so.
Oh, we are. Oh,
you are up and rolling.
You got the chat going?
The chat's going. We rolling. Only me and Tony the Stud are in there right now, though. But we in there.
Rolling with the homies.
Rolling with the homies. Hey, Babs. Oh, we
got to
go to.
Yeah, we got to because we want to.
I was about to ask Babs something.
You want to ask Babs a question before we bring Alan Bell in here?
I can catch the next segment.
Let's do Alan Bell first.
Yeah.
Will you remember next segment?
I'm going to write it down.
In your little bet book over there?
Yes.
That's exactly what that is.
I got here, and he was like, I mean, just scurrying.
I know.
With information.
He studies.
He was writing stuff.
It's real.
One of his leading sources is on the phone right now.
That's right.
Alan Bell with Sportsline.com. That's a website you need to check out. Sportsline.com. You can hit Alan on Twitter at Alan Bell 24/7. Is there a tweet that comes to you, AB, that you do not respond to?
No, there really isn't. No, we're going to respond to anybody and everybody. So, yeah, send them on.
There you go. At Alan Bell 247. Daniel on Twitter, by the way. Brandon is. List, man. Titans at Patriots. Let's just start there. Titans didn't have enough players to have practice today. They had a walkthrough on Wednesday walkthrough. Patriots now by 6.5, that line continues to grow.
Yes, it does. And look, this is a tough one because the Titans injury report is longer than a CVS receipt, and the Patriots are coming into this game, you know, full strength, 100%, right? And look what the Patriots have done the last 2 weeks, all right? What's the formula? They play against Cleveland. Cleveland has no run game due to COVID. Last week against the Falcons have no run game due to Cordarrelle Patterson being out. I worry about the Titans of this game because you enter one-dimensional against Bill Belichick, you exit zero-dimensional. So I'm going to have to go with the Patriots on this one. Just a tough break for the Titans here.
I may have already done that, AB, sadly. But when you're talking about your wallet,
I ain't going to be sad. I know what to do this time. I know what to do. It might break some people hard, but, I got to get this wallet together. I can't just keep doing this.
At Alabell 247. All right, let's stay in the NFL. This could bring things closer in the AFC South. Tampa, a slight favorite at Indianapolis. What do you think?
Yeah, it could. This is going to be a really good game. You look at Tampa Bay, that was a nice win for them last night after having lost two straight. But Indianapolis is the most balanced team along with New England in the NFL. They're playing good offense. They're playing good defense. Obviously had a really big win over Buffalo. I'm going to go with Tampa here, but it's really tough because Jonathan Taylor is running his head off at the moment. My man is just all over the field. But I think that the Bucs get Antonio Brown back, and I think that adds another layer that Indy can't deal with. Give me Tom Brady and the Bucs in this one.
Oh, I like it because I've seen some on your site go the other way.
Yes.
At Alabell 247 on Twitter. Do you want to, Dawn, ask the next question?
Yes, yes, I do. And I also want some history, maybe. I don't know if you know. You usually do, but I don't know if you know it off the top of your head. But War Eagle, obviously. Big weekend, Auburn, Alabama. This is also a big monster number, and I'm not sure that I remember a number this big in this rivalry.
I've got, before we go to AB on that, I've got your information.
Okay.
There has been one game at Auburn, between Alabama and Auburn, that has gone higher than 19.5, one game in the last 20 years.
20 years. Yeah, so there you go, AB. So hit me on this, because you know this rivalry means quite a bit in that state.
It has, and I'm going to go with Auburn here. Yes, it is a large number, and these games usually get a little bit weird. So anytime that you have a number of 19.5, which will probably go to 20 or 20.5 by the time kickoff gets around, give me Auburn. Alabama's going to win the game. They've got a lot to look forward to, and I think that plays into it, because they'll be looking to the SEC championship. They'll be looking, to the college football playoff. And I'm not saying, again, that Alabama's going to have a bad game whatsoever. But 19.5 in a rivalry game like this, give me Auburn in that one.
AB, let me ask you this. I have a plethora of anchors stored in my man cave from when Tennessee plays Vanderbilt in any sport.
It's unbelievable.
Outside
news.
Of baseball. It's picking up in baseball, though, but that's neither here nor there. Let's focus on football. Vandy comes to Knoxville, and it's an opportunity for our seniors to go out the correct way, and for Tennessee, if they can put up 59 to average 40 points, do they cover this? 31.
Absolutely. All right, so look, last week we talked about Vanderbilt. They'll punch you in the mouth when you're not looking, and they cover, right? They did a good job doing that. However, Tennessee's got their eyes set all over them. Give me the Vols to cover first quarter. Give me the Vols to cover the first half. Give me the Vols to cover the game. I don't think it's going to be close from the opening jump. Tennessee's going to be fired up to play this one. Yeah, Tennessee, as many ways as you can get it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you see what Vanderbilt did with what, Ole Miss? I mean, and there's fight. I know Clark Lee said – new quarterbacks. I think he's going with a new quarterback. So, really? That's you're all which ways?
Kai ain't got no room!
All which ways. Look, and look, like we said last week, Ole Miss would not be paying attention to Vanderbilt. And they didn't. Tennessee is staring right at him, right here in the courtyard, in the lunchroom, ready to fight, ready to go. Yeah, and it's nothing against Vanderbilt, but give me Tennessee every single way possible.
Oh, Ron Slay is rocking in his seat as you talk. Oh, my goodness.
AB, you get your butt out that back seat and sit up front. and you get to ride without the seatbelt, and you get to pick the music in the car. That's what I'm talking about, AB. Yeah.
There we go.
I love it. All right, where are we? Ohio State at Michigan. I personally think Ohio State blows the crap out of Michigan, but the 8 points kind of makes me nervous. I would prefer it to be more like five.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Like, in terms of that number, I know what you mean. What we saw out of Ohio State last week against Michigan State, they are ready. They are fired up. This team is healthy. They're good to go. Their offense is good to go. Normally, I would love a Michigan team at home that, you know, runs the football, protects the football, plays defense. Nah, I got to go Ohio State. If you're giving me anything under double digits here, because once Ohio State gets up, buddy, Michigan's going to have a hard time coming back in that one. They're not built to do it. So, yeah, give me the Buckeyes here.
Yeah, and Ohio State ain't going to let up either. They've got a point to prove. And, hey, Georgia fan, I picked you in the offseason. I said you'd go undefeated. I said you'd win the national championship. But right now, as we sit here, I kind of like Ohio State as the best team in the country.
They're good. The boys can play.
I'm staying with Georgia. Leave me right there with the little leg bulldog.
I'm not saying I won't get back there.
Okay, well, I'm staying over there.
Ohio State's offense is so explosive right now.
What you think? SEC.
There go my girl.
SEC.
Move on, YB. We got somebody jumping in with us.
You got to pay attention to how I said it, though. I said I picked Georgia to go
right
undefeated.
Now.
I picked them to win. But as we sit here right now.
I gotcha.
I'm not sure Ohio State's not the best.
He just puts
country.
That in so he can change his mind later.
Yes, and Joe Honk needs to put this in for Alan Bell.
Oh, yeah, Alan Bell every single week is brought to you by Genesis Auto Brokers, because if you hate the hassle of your traditional dealerships, start the easiest car buying experience at GenesisAutoBrokers.com.
All right, AB, let's hop back into it. And, man, this one can get nasty. Will Levis, actually, Kentucky quarterback, changed the L's in his name to upside-down L's for this week. Heading into this one, Kentucky at Louisville, 3 is what this opened. What's your take there?
Yeah, I was a little surprised that Louisville was favored by this much. Now, don't get me wrong, that they're playing really good football right now, and they can put some points on the board. But we go back. So kind of what we talked about with Tennessee and Vanderbilt, with it being rivalry week. Look, Kentucky's not a bad team either, and I got a feeling that Kentucky doesn't mind at all making this a rock fight, swinging whenever that they can. Give me Kentucky with the points. Actually, give me Kentucky to win this one outright.
Wow.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
I love a little money line discussion. How about that, AB? That's good stuff.
Man, I like that.
You want to talk about the Egg Bowl?
I want to talk about the Protein Bowl between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Who you got in that? Is Ole Miss, are they too banged up to get Mississippi State? Is that why Mississippi State is giving up points on this or what?
It is, in terms of injury, why they're giving up the points and why we've seen line movement like it. However, keep it going, because you know what? We just talked money lines, and we're going to do it again. Let Mississippi State get the points all the way through the week and take Ole Miss. Take them with the spread. Take them with the money line, because I'll tell you exactly why. Matt Corral is up for the Heisman, and Lane Kiffin will do everything he can to make sure that his man is in that room, not only for him but for the team, but because his entire process, his to-do sheet, is recruiting Arch Manning. And he knows that if he's got a Heisman candidate and a Heisman winner, he's got that much better of a shot to get Arch Manning. And I'm telling you, it means something to him. Ole Miss will do everything to win this game, and they will win the game. So take Ole Miss with the points. Take Ole Miss money line.
I love it. At Alan Bell 247 on Twitter. Need to check out the website, sportsline.com. They grade every game there, A, B, C. And then you can do your research and your homework and go from there. Alan, is there a game that we didn't cover that you really like in the NFL or in college?
Yep. So NFL-wise, let's look to Monday Night Football, the Seahawks at the Washington football team. We're going to take the under 46.5 in this one. Seattle is a mess, not only offensively, but defensively as well. And I don't know if Pete Carroll is going to be back next year. It seems like a disaster. And Washington, they love 10-minute drives that end in field goals. So under 46.5, that is your play.
We love it. On the way out, let everyone know what they will find at sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to grade every single bet in every single game, NFL, college football, college basketball, the NBA, you name it. What we want to do is make sure that you bet the right games and stay away from the bad ones. So if you want to try Sportsline 30 days for free on me, use promo code SPORTS.
There he is, Alan Bell. Thank you, AB. Appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate y'all. Thanks so much for having me.
There he is, at Alan Bell 247. If we missed a game, he'll be glad to get back to you. Big news in the world of college football just came down. And if you listened to the show yesterday, you may have heard Chris Lowe say that, well, he said this, quote, "I think you're going to see James Franklin re-up at Penn State shortly." The news coming down, Penn State and James Franklin have reached an agreement on a new 10-year contract.
Wow.
That keeps him under contract through 2031.
Penn State fan, are you good with that?
Man, a whole 10.
I'll be into AARP in a healthy way by then.
Man, I guess what though? Man, I don't know. Man, I don't know if I feel how I feel about that as a fan moving.
Because 10 years? And not to mention
10 years.
I mean, there's some losses there that. Shouldn't happen.
That's what I'm saying.
In the James Franklin era, right?
Some of them games, like you talking about them losses.
Why are you not in the college football playoff?
Come on, come on now. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Babs. Like you got your guys in, man. Woo! They gonna have to
now.
Pay
it
seven.
Comes again to the conversation. If it's not him, who's better?
That's
who
true.
You're going to get that's better.
That's true.
Like,
that's
I true. Understand that. But yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
Be close.
Right.
Not there when is, you got 10 years on the table.
There is zero chance that James Franklin is still the Penn State coach in 2031. There is zero chance.
I'm with you on that.
Man,
they're ridiculous. They're ridiculous.
They're paying him for seven. He coaching three, paying him for seven. They got to pay that contract up.
I wonder if our guys would give us 10-year deals. You think?
Hell no.
A 1+9.
We can barely get them to give us more than one.
next go around, I'm going to ask for 10.
They're
I'm
like, definitely. Man, we like you. We don't know if we like you that much.
Yeah, I'm going to ask for 10. I'm going to be like, hey, man, if I pass away, just let Chalk Outline Doherty host that show.
Chalk Outline. <man. laughs>
Oh, by the way, my buyout, yeah, it's about 12 mil.
Oh, yeah, right.
Rock on.
I love it. College football world. What did you guys think about Alan Bell? He went all in on a bunch of games. Like, he went money line in the Ole Miss Mississippi State game, money line Kentucky Louisville game. He likes Auburn plus the 19.5. Man, he said some stuff. 615-737-1045 is always the number. Probably the best way to get us today, though, would be on Twitter, at 3HL1045.
Yep.
That's the best. .3HL1045, the zone.
3HL1045, the zone. Welcome back in. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings in Hendersonville. You're back, Mayor. You're back. You know what? I'm just taking over. Welcome in. Hey, we want to see you. Come out here and see us. I know we're having some signal issues. Kirby's working on it. Hopefully he can get it fixed. It's beautiful here in Hendersonville, though. Come grab some wings. We got our Miller Lite Wash Away Toast, which we all want to do today. Trust me. That's coming in about an hour for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So we will, since we're having some issues, we'll chat with Jimmy Wyatt tomorrow maybe. And actually, there might be some moves, who knows, for the Titans to talk about, because that's usually what happens if he's busy and having to write things. So.
Right. So, yeah, we'll do that. The Titans news today, Titans did not have practice. They held a walkthrough. So this is where we are. Dontrell Hilliard, the running back, signed to the active roster. He showed out against the Texans.
Yeah.
So that's out there.
And they
there.
Needed him.
The Nashville SC host a playoff game tonight at 7 o'clock against Orlando. It will not end in a tie. 18 games ended in a tie.
Thank God.
Listen, they haven't lost at home is technically how you say that. So I'll be glad.
Get that junk off this radio station.
Listen, I'll be glad when they get in their building, and then I'll be a lot more in. Is that fair?
Yeah, no, that's fair. But, I mean, I'm in because it's a Nashville team.
Right, right.
And they're good. They're in the playoffs. My only thing is don't tell me that they're undefeated when they've had 18 ties. Yes.
Yeah. So they're actually ahead of schedule. With the stadium, yeah.
That's
so
great.
So they'll be in for 2022.
I mean, it's going to be sweet.
It will be. It'll be a lot of fun.
It is going to be sweet.
And congrats to those guys. Good luck. And if you're going, be loud, be proud. Represent this city.
Yes, and we're sorry that we could not allow Slay to miss out here in Hendersonville to go and Babs. Support.
Maybe we could have.
Yeah, that's apparently. with our signal issues, we should have just let you go.
So I heard they had a jersey made for me and everything. So if you got a jersey, hold that jersey.
Yeah, that's super cool. Right.
I'm a jersey guy, you know what I mean? So, yeah, without question.
I mean, it's got to say Slay on the back.
Right? Or in the back, one of the two.
Yeah.
I had a question for Babs. Do I get to ask Babs my question?
You did have a question. What is your question?
So,
is it a two-part question or is it just a question?
Okay.
Is it multiple
I can make
choice?
It, I can make. No.
Is it multiple choice?
No, it's not.
See,
no, I can make it a two-part question. I'll make it a two-part question.
Babs, no, it's always D, Brent.
No,
always.
It was C.
Really. I always remember C or B.
All right, tweet us. What was the multiple choice answer? If you didn't know that you went with C or D, Don went with D because that's D for Don.
Yeah.
Man, y'all want me? Okay. So I already got the.
Sometimes D's all of the above too.
That's very true. I'd already got my grade. Not great. I got the score I needed on my ACT test already, but I was signed up
Slay.
To take it again. Hold up.
Oh, here we go.
So I was signed up to take it again, and so I went on and took it again anyway, and I said, you know what? This time, I'm going to use the method. I'm going to guess everything.
Everything?
Yeah. So
you didn't
No,
score
I did
higher.
Okay, so listen. On math, I got, I think on math, I had a 19.
By guessing?
No, this was on the real one.
Oh, real.
Okay.
Whatever
Boy,
it was.
We're full disclosure, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever it was on the now it's math.
There's all kinds of things.
Reading.
I never took the ACT, so I don't
so
know.
So I did the math. I did the math and the reading and did good on it. Whichever one the other one was, I forgot what it was. But I went in and I was like, man, I'm going to make all Bs and then I'm going to do all Cs. I'm going to go halfway through all Bs, halfway through all Cs.
Shut up.
I got 20, and it ended up.
You got a higher score?
Yeah.
By guessing?
In that section, and it ended up taking my overall ACT score up.
Kids, do not listen to this mess.
No, this,
don't, do not I, listen to Uncle Slay.
That was a clown
this
show.
This is
hey,
fuck.
But I already got my score.
Trust him.
I'm telling you.
Don't tell do it.
And Travis Watson tried to do it, and he didn't get the same score. So all the tests are different.
Although, let me say this. I think nowadays you don't even have to take them.
Yeah, I think they're doing away with that.
Yeah,
they
no, did away with.
You don't.
I mean,
yeah. Most schools are.
And that's crazy.
You can use it if you want to, if you think it helps you.
Right.
Otherwise, you get an extra essay question. So instead of two, you do three.
Now you know how many people missed out on school because of that doggone test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I hated that test, man.
I did too.
I mean, it's a lot of people stressed about it.
Oh my God.
I never took the ACT. I took the SAT once. Got it good enough. I was done.
But I thought that was a West Coast or an East Coast thing, the SAT. It's not ACT. ACT is the down south thing, I know for sure.
They used to say the ACT was easier.
Well, okay, maybe that's for
than
the
SAT.
Is that what they're trying to say?
I don't know. You're the one that said it was in the south.
I got
the
idiot.
Are they Tennessee idiots or something?
Yeah,
what is
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, I went back and watched the Tennessee North Carolina game this morning. It was actually worse what he said and how he said it than what I read.
Oh, yeah. You yeah, didn't
it
hear it?
Oh,
it was bad. Pretty bad.
Was the most condescending bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make your point if you want to make your point, but don't talk down to us like
right.
that.
Right.
Okay, and if people don't know
who
what,
in the hell are you?
Yeah, Mayor.
To say that.
That's right, Mayor.
If people don't know what he's talking about, Fran Fraschilla.
I mean, wow. That's as explosive as the mayor does.
I like that.
What's he talking about?
I like that mayor.
No, I knew it got you. I knew it triggered you when you tweeted at Fran like three different times.
I did. Come at me, Priscilla.
I'm like, Mayor is bothered.
Like, let's have this discussion.
Well, I can't get on the internet to pull it back up. But
it's also the grouping people together.
He said, let me say something to the idiots in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop. Yep. This is the last time. It's Vescovy. But then, during the broadcast, he said that man's name like six different ways.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
And you're going to talk down to me about that?
I'm starting on the day before. Can I, okay, anyway. I'm ready to ask Baz my questions.
Oh, here's the audio. Oh, here's the audio. Yeah, let's do the audio.
Opportunity to score. If you're Folky, you got to do that. Can I just do one more thing for you idiots in Tennessee? It's Vescovy, okay? We asked him, so stop tweeting me.
He stopped.
John Sharpie's like, let me try to soften this.
He's like, oh, God.
And Priscilla was like, nope.
And see, this is how you know Grant Williams is a great person. Because Grant Williams was sitting in arm distance of him and continued cheering for the game. I would have turned to him and said something, and they probably would have escorted me right on out of there. But it's cool. You know what I mean? I love him anyway. I'm just saying.
What was your question for Babs?
Oh, so I'm going to make it two parts.
Oh, two parts.
Babs, can I start having a Parsley guest picker to pick two games?
Sure.
Okay.
Why did she look at you like that?
Because I know what's coming. I know what's coming.
That was the Wicked Witch. Look. All right, the second part of it. Can the first guest picker be Mr. Babs?
No. He's on probation for growing a nasty mustache in Movember. No.
Mr. Babs is
on probation.
I've known this man a long time. He does this every year.
Does he?
It's terrible.
Every time I start calling him Officer Harder.
Hey, man. Hey.
He looks like Starsky and or Hutch from the 70s.
Oh, it's every bit of a state trooper mustache, man.
It's terrible. No, you know what it is? It's I'm going to drive around my van with no windows kind of mustache.
I'm going to get a part-time job in an ice cream truck.
Yes. It's terrible. It's the worst. I hate it. I hate it. I hate every single bit of that nasty, gross mustache.
For anybody listening, man, that's watching Yellowstone, he looks like one of the guys that belong in the bunkhouse, one of the Wranglers, man. I'm telling you right now. Like, you gotta check it out. That's it. I love that picture, man. That is cold-blooded.
Can we tweet this picture out?
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask
him.
No, I don't have to ask him. I have to ask you.
Well, I just told you how much I freaking hate it.
Yeah.
How do you work your job as a professional looking like that? It's terrible.
Hey, man. If he walked in there, I'd bust that laughing, man. I loved it. I love it.
I tell baby Babs every day, I'm like, do you see that mustache? That is about to be your daddy that doesn't live in this house anymore because I'm going to kick him out until he shaves it off.
Hey, boy, this is thick too, boy.
Hey, you can change your life. You kick him out and all four dogs.
Man.
Woo, I'll be living large.
You wouldn't end up in Mount Juliet before the show started.
It's kind of like Lloyd's mustache from Yellowstone.
No, I would have everything together.
Look like Lloyd.
Jasper on Twitter, when in doubt. He looks like what?
Lloyd from the older guy in Yellowstone. Lloyd that's been there the
that
whole time.
That looks like Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
Fran Fratilla issued an apology.
No.
No, Fran Fratilla got cut. Fran Fratilla?
Fratilla?
I know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Don Davenport. Breaking news. We need a sounder, but, you know, there's a delay, so we probably can't make that
yes,
happen.
Well, it's coming from Phil Yates.
Breaking sports news on 104.5 The Zone.
The news, the Titans have waived running back Adrian Peterson, according to Phil Yates' Twitter. The Titans have waived Adrian Peterson.
Where are we going?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. He done.
Dude, in drive
he
number
gone.
Two, he had a run of 12, a run of 6, a run of 5, and then Tannehill threw the interception. I blame Ryan Tannehill for Adrian Peterson not being on that roster.
Okay, you're just smoking crack now, and you know it. Now you're just trying to stir me up. I mean, Peterson's done. He's done.
Peterson.
I ain't no bad.
I love him. I love him. Don't get me wrong. Bless his heart. He's old. He's done. I told you he's geriatric.
Okay.
If he was pregnant, it would be a geriatric pregnancy.
I know he's gotta go to break.
But Adrian Peterson is a superhero, and he would have that baby.
Man, and what better not happen is what you said in the chat today.
Doing his Kegel exercise.
About the other running back.
What?
From the Texans. Oh. We better not go get him.
Oh, no.
Well, no, they signed Dontrell Hilliard, which actually took them above 53.
So we're going with?
So Adrian Peterson, one of the best in the history of the game, got replaced by Dontrell Hilliard.
That's real.
That's where we are.
Hey, look, that's real life. Younger and prettier. Let's go.
Get him out there.
All right, we do need to go. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 The Zone.